I should be joined live on the phone by Stephen Rogers. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, Stephen. Now, you've just written a book, I believe, Stephen, in time for the Christmas market. Can you tell us what it's called? And I believe you wrote it with somebody. And where did you get the inspiration from?
So, firstly, the name of the book, it's called How Will Santa Find Us? And the story, it tells the story of a young family who become homeless the week before Christmas. And as they move from place to place, from a friend's couch to, you know, sleeping in their car, the parents try to distract the children by telling them to use their imaginations. And with all this kind of moving around, the main thing that the children in the story are worrying about is how, obviously, how will Santa find them come Christmas Eve. So that's the book. I wrote it with my friend Shane O'Brien. And I suppose the idea, the kernel of the idea started back in August 2018. I don't know if you remember, but there was a photo of some children who ended up sleeping in a Garda station that was kind of shared around on social media. And it kind of, I suppose it kind of shook the nation a little bit. It was absolutely devastating to see. And that was kind of the thing that started me and Shane discussing, you know, maybe there's something that we could do to help in any way we could in a positive way with the situation of homeless and homeless families and homeless children. That was the kernel of it.
Is it illustrated, Stephen?
It is illustrated. It's actually a beautiful, beautiful book. And we've taken quite a different approach with this book. We I suppose we wrote the story, and then we went looking for kind of one illustrator, which would be the normal approach with a children's book. And we spoke to a friend of ours, Brent Byrne. He runs a creative conference here in Dublin, Offset. And he actually suggested, why don't we get more than one illustrator to illustrate this? Why don't we get, you know, a different illustrator every page to bring the kids' imaginations to life? So we immediately loved that idea. We thought it was a brilliant idea. And then it kind of, the book and the story kind of then became a creative response to the issue. You know, all of these creative people coming together, bringing this book to life as a response to homelessness.
Now, I've seen it, Stephen. It is an amazing piece of work and well done, both of you. How can people get their hands on it?
It's available. I've always wanted to say this. It's available in all good bookshops, Easons, Dubry, so pretty much all good bookshops around Ireland. You can also get it online at Easons.ie and also on Dubry's website. So it's available pretty much everywhere.
Is this the first time you've done something like this, Stephen?
It is 100% the first time we've ever done a children's book and published a book. So it was a massive learning curve for everybody. We got a lady called Jess Darby involved, who produced it and helped produce it. But again, she'd never produced a book before. So she basically did a PhD in producing it and publishing a book in a very short space of time. So it's been a massive learning curve, but you know, so many people have gotten involved. So many people have touched the book with love and creativity to make it what it is. So we've the thank you list will be very, very long.
And what's it like, Stephen, when you get the actual physical thing so you can hold it and feel it and touch it and read it? What's that sensation like?
It totally blows your mind. It's very, very bizarre. And to see it then in bookshops. It's an amazing sensation. It's brilliant. But the main thing that's kind of given us the biggest sensation is the reaction that we've gotten from the book. On social media, people have been sharing the book and sharing the stories about the book. Also, teachers have contacted us and said, and this was the bit that we weren't expecting. They've found it difficult to bring up this issue in classrooms, and they've never really had anything to help them do that. So they've been saying to us, you know, the book has actually given them that tool to be able to bring the issue up and bring the subject up and discuss it with children in classrooms. So that was something unexpected, but something that we thought was great.
And as far as availability is concerned, can people walk into their local library and maybe pick up a copy?
I'm not sure about that, if I'm honest. I'm sure that that will be possible. And what we're trying to do ourselves, as the authors and the publishers, is to try and gift the book to local libraries. Now, I've done it in my local library in Raheny, and I know everybody else has in the group, but, you know, our wish would be for it to get into all of the libraries across Ireland, and, you know, anyone that can help us do that, we would be greatly appreciative of that. But it would be amazing, because we think it's a story that needs to be told, and it's a conversation that needs to be had with children and parents, I suppose. So that would definitely be the ambition.
It's a brilliant idea, it really is, and it's, I think, the best possible way of breaking the ice on what is a really difficult subject to have a conversation with any child about. And now, this is your first book, Stephen. Would you do it again? Will there be a second?
There's already talk about a second.
Great stuff.
So we've already had a chat about it, and we think it should, you know. From, you know, I have a son, Evan, and a daughter, but I read stories to Evan every night, and it's just storybooks for kids are just an amazing tool to teach them about issues and subjects, difficult ones that they don't know about. So we feel that maybe this is an opportunity to do that with another issue going forward. But it's very much early days, I suppose. We're only kind of a week launch with this book, and we're hoping that we're kind of putting all our energies into getting this book out there, hopefully getting it into people's hands. Because, you know, we feel that it is the perfect gift for Christmas. It's an important story, but it's a beautiful story, and it's beautifully told, beautifully illustrated. And as well as having this lovely story that you can tell your kids, you're also then the money, all of the profits from the book go to Focus Ireland to let them continue doing the amazing work that they do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Can you remind people again, Stephen, the name of the book and where they can get their hands on it?
So the name of the book is How Will Santa Find Us? And you can get it basically nationwide in all bookshops, including Eaton's, Dubray Books, Hodges Figgis, Waterstones. And it's also online, if you can't get to a bookshop, at eastons.ie. And it's also on Dubray's website.
And I've always wanted to say this, Stephen, it would make the perfect Christmas gift. Am I right?
It would absolutely make the perfect Christmas gift. So please go out there and support and support the book and get it for everyone in your family.
I've actually seen it, as I mentioned a few moments ago, and I've physically... the illustration on it, this is why I brought it up, is amazing. But the cover is just fantastic. It really is. It's a brilliant piece of work, Stephen. Well done.
Thank you so much, George. Thank you so much, and thanks for the support.
Absolutely. And when you write that second book, please come in, okay?
We will, of course, absolutely.
We have an open door for you. Stephen, thanks a million for taking time out this morning to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Great stuff and the very best of luck. Thank you.